Indeed. Now, I've not seen my next guest in the studio. It must be for a couple of years, is it, Chris?
It's at least.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm joined by Chris Booth of CHAPS. We're going to be talking about men's health. So tell us about CHAPS and how you got involved.
Well, my background is that I was a urological surgeon, and it was quite clear that although we were dealing with a lot of the things that bother men, such as impotence, prostate problems, harm them, and three major urological cancers, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, prostate cancer, and in younger men, testicular cancer, it was quite clear that men were, first of all, not coming forward early enough when they had problems. And it was also clear that apart from the obvious urological problems, there were lots of other things that were going on in the background that men were simply not reporting, running into trouble with heart disease, things like that. And then when you start looking at the overall statistics of what kill men, principally heart disease, strokes, and then on the cancer side, prostate cancer, bladder cancer, men were not reporting early enough. So we needed to look at men in the round rather than just specific urological conditions. So that got me interested in men's health in general. And I think since about 2012, we've been running men's health events, and we've got one coming up in Grays.
Is it the older gentleman that is more difficult to get to go to the doctors or to go for tests, or is it right the way from being a young guy's the same?
I think it's all the way through. It probably got something to do with testosterone, right from the word go. I think young men feel that they are immortal, so they drive cars faster than women, and there are these obvious differences in the sexes. When that goes through into later years, into the middle age, 30s, 40s, 50s, most men are still pretty fit, but they don't necessarily realize that there are underlying problems that are detectable. We can detect them easily, but these things are creeping up on them and they're unaware of it. And this is why commonly men will have heart attacks in their 50s and 60s. I mean, about one in five men die before retirement age, which is a frightening statistic.
And also, as you mentioned there, with the tests that you run on the day, and we'll talk more about that in a second, if you get in there early with a lot of these problems, they can be solved rather than leaving them until it's too late.
Absolutely. A very simple thing, an ultrasound abdominal scan will pick up aneurysms of the aorta. That's the big blood vessel that goes down the back of the abdomen and carries blood to the torso and limbs. It can swell up and unexpectedly rupture. No symptoms or signs beforehand. Well, we can detect that with a very simple ultrasound scan and correct it surgically. And that's killing 5,000-6,000 men every year.
It's free as well, guys, which is fabulous. So it's a free men's health checks, and it's going to be at Blackshots, which is down in Grays, on Tuesday, the 22nd of February, between 12 and 8 p.m.
We've got five different clinical work streams. Mm. So for prostate cancer, heart disease, that's the NHS health check, physio and sports injuries, then you need to book online.
Yeah.
Or follow the telephone numbers which are given. In order to see what's going on, you just have to access the CHAPS website, www.chaps.uk.com, and you'll see what's available. For skin cancer screening and aortic aneurysm screening, there's no need to book those. You can simply walk in and we'll deal with it on a first-come, first-served basis. We've got two skin consultants present from the Mayflower Dermatology Clinic, And we have a consultant radiologist with us who can do the aortic aneurysm scans very quickly.
Back to the prostate examination, or it's not. Is this? It's a blood test, just so men are aware.
Yeah, I think a lot of chaps think that prostate cancer screening involves a so-called digital rectal examination, i.e. a finger up the backside to feel the prostate. No, it doesn't. Early prostate cancer is not detectable on a rectal examination. The prostate feels normal. We detect prostate cancers using a blood test called PSA.
Yes. Yep. So just be aware, chaps, if you're out there listening. Well, I'll just use the name then, chaps. How has COVID, because obviously we've been in lockdown, has that I think it's had an effect on everybody's health. We've all put on weight and we've not been doing much exercise. So have you been seeing a lot more sort of problems?
COVID has had a major impact. We know that in early 2020, when COVID was first prevalent, that the number of men presenting with prostate cancer fell by 54%. The numbers have gradually recovered, but have still not got back up to pre-pandemic levels. Mm. So as a consequence of this, we know that undoubtedly more men will present later on with advanced prostate cancer, and there will be more deaths as a consequence. And our death rate for prostate cancer is pretty poor by European standards anyway. Yeah. In the European league table, as it were, our mortality rate is down at 22 out of 27 European countries, which for a country with allegedly the fifth or sixth largest economy in the world, it's just terrible.
There is a thing where people bury their head in the sand and think, well, I'd rather not know. But that can mean the difference between living and dying, can't it? I mean, because if you get in there early and you might need a little bit of treatment, it's better to have that and be alive than to ignore everything and then you turn up when things are too late to do anything about.
Yeah, I mean, lots of chaps have got high blood pressure. They're not aware of it. And they present with a heart attack or stroke. These things are so easy to detect and so easy to correct. And it's the same with prostate cancer. We have a simple blood test which will pick up abnormalities in the prostate. Then we have a simple second test, an MRI scan, and that will tell us if there's a cancer there or not. Mm. I mean, most chaps who've got raised or abnormal PSA blood test levels, most will not have a cancer. Most of them will have benign enlargement of the prostate, which is another problem, but it's not serious. It's never going to kill you. One in four chaps with a raised PSA, however, will have a prostate cancer, and an MRI is a non-invasive test. Yeah. It is easy enough to do, and that will tell you if you've got an aggressive cancer there or not. Prostate, heart, and physiotherapy, they all need to be booked online.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then skin cancer check, you can be a walk-in for that.
Yep, the abdominal scans and skin cancer on a walk-in basis.
And yes. How long do they, have you got sort of a rough time of how long it would be? I know there might be quite a few people there on the day, but do you know how long it takes somebody?
Well, the prostate check, about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The physio appointments, they're 10 to 15 minutes. The heart disease, these are the bookable ones. Mm. The heart disease checks take 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But the skin cancer, again, 10 minutes. Aortic aneurysm scan, about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty rapid turnover.
And this is free. I've looked at going privately to have health checks. They are expensive. Not everybody can afford them. Most people now, with what's going on in the world, can't afford them. So if you can get down to go and have these checks, it could save your life.
Literally, it could save your life. And we can do this free, really, because of the generosity of our sponsors and supporters. Been a tremendous effort around Southwest Essex, collecting money so that we can offer the checks for free.
That is amazing. Do you want to give any mention to any of the sponsors?
Absolutely.
To, yeah.
The McDonald's in Basildon, Western Co., the funeral directors, Mayflower, dermatology and health clinics. They give us their services free. We have solicitors in Colchester and Ipswich, Ellison's. Club Kingswood, their supporters have all chipped in to support this over not just this year, but previous years. Northeast Essex Buildings do. They've been long-term supporters. Linda King, her dance studio, the Mardyke Valley Rotary, and Impulse Leisure at Blackshots itself. So we've had tremendous support. We are changing somewhat in that we're going to be concentrating in the future very much on cardiovascular disease and prostate cancer. Mm. There's still no national prostate cancer screening program. There are up to 12,000 men a year dying from prostate cancer. It is now the commonest cancer in the UK. There are more men dying from prostate cancer than from breast cancer. And screening trials that have been running in North America and particularly in Europe have shown that if you are checking this PSA blood test on a regular basis, we can reduce the prostate cancer death rate by 50%. That's a huge figure. That's more than any of the other cancer screening programs currently running in the UK. That would take our deaths from about 12,000 down to 6,000 a year.
Yep.
And as I say, it's a simple blood test, but it's got to be done on a regular basis, and it's got to be done in a programmed manner. And I think it's very difficult for GPs to provide this type of test, certainly in a programmed manner. They've just not had the training for it. That's why I think we need a centrally run national prostate cancer screening program, the same as we have for all of the other cancers. At the moment, we're working, our charity is working with a number of other charities across the whole country, but particularly with the National Federation of Prostate Cancer Support Groups and the Freemasons to set up screening literally across the country. And so far, we've recruited to this program seven provincial Grand Lodges covering metropolitan London, Essex, Suffolk, Middlesex, Buckinghamshire, West Kent, as far afield as West Lancashire. And we're recruiting more and more provinces. Most of these events are being opened up to the general public as well, so they're not, as it were, internal events. And we're screening more and more men. Despite COVID, last year we screened nearly 1,300 men, mainly around London and the home counties. Mm-hmm. But this is rapidly spreading. So on our website, we will very soon be able to show a complete map, if you like, of the whole country, demonstrating where testing events are coming up. We're doing this with another much bigger prostate cancer screening charity called the Graham Fulford Charitable Trust, and we're part of that. So all of the results come in onto a central database. All the bookings are done online. All the results go out online. So this is really, I think, an example of what can be done, but it really needs to be translated into a national program.